This is going to be a challenge. Right. I need to get in character. All right, focus. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, I feel something kind of weird on my skin here. Can you take a look at that?
I don't know if I can do it. It's going to be hard. All right. Got to focus. I need to pinch myself. Okay.
Should I start over or you just want to pick it up?
Yeah, let me pick it up because I'm only going to get one shot at this. That sounds good. I don't know, man. Okay. Okay. That sounds kind of familiar. I'm not sure.
Come on, man. It's really bugging me.
Oh, I see. It looks like a deer tick.
Get it off. Get it off.
That's so absurd. It's fantastic. Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
Check, check. Number two, check, check. All right, give me a check.
Check, check, check. Number two. Monster Mash. Right. Why did I write that down?
Okay, you'll have to bear with me a bit. I'm a little bit under the weather, but
yeah.
I'm feeling mostly better.
You're recovering quickly, but you still got a little stuffy nose and still shaking it off, man.
Yeah, any listeners who hear, you know, that my voice sounds a little bit different, I apologize. I'll do my best. I'll soldier through that. The one thing I will tell people is this is not a self-induced illness.
No.
Like other times.
Yeah.
You might hear me not feeling too well.
Yeah.
This is real. This is some kind of bug that I caught.
Virus.
Yeah. I'm still suffering a little bit, but yeah. Not too bad.
Not one of those ones where you feel better at like 6 o'clock that night.
Yeah. Ready to sort of like do it all again.
Yeah.
No, this illness actually, you know, it's a cold,
yeah.
A cold, but it actually has, you know, for better or worse, you be the judge, it's actually kind of severely curtailed my alcohol intake over the last week.
Yeah.
Although,
these shows are going to be tidy and to the point this week, folks.
One could argue that, bourbon is medicinal, has certain
yep.
medicinal properties, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So last night while I was watching, cause I said, I've been feeling a little bit better. So last night while I was watching, the first half of the, Tom Petty documentary on Netflix. It's like a 4-hour documentary.
Yeah,
do you know
I
that?
I saw that. Yeah. No, I haven't had that.
But it's neatly broken into two parts.
Yeah,
so we
helpful.
Watched part one, and I did have a little knob creak.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
just made sure not to mix it with the cold medicine.
That's right.
That was the key.
Take as prescribed.
All right. So what were we doing? Oh, yes. So we're talking about here on Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I am Patrick Foster, by the way.
And we're talking about some new music, right?
Yes.
So we decided last month that at the end of every month or around then, that we would sort of talk about some new, brand new music that we have discovered and we like, right?
Yeah, kind of rounding up the previous month of like new stuff that we listened to.
Yes. Know? We're only going to do a couple songs each,
you
know, just some stuff that really kind of, you know, caught our attention,
mm-hmm.
right? So I'll go first.
Okay.
So then I can get this out and
take
a little
lay down in the corner.
Yes, right. I'm going to start with something a little bit quieter.
Okay.
Because I think I need that right now.
Yeah.
You know, last month when we did this, I had two like, you know, hard rocking songs, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
This time I'm going to start a little bit quieter and then I'm going to build up from there.
Okay.
Right? So the artist I want to start with first, her name is Dori Freeman.
Okay.
Some of our listeners have heard us talk before about Margot Price.
Yes.
People who like Margot Price, I think, will also like Dori Freeman.
Very good.
She is a young singer-songwriter. She's from somewhere in Virginia that I have never heard of.
Okay.
Maybe you have, Patrick. You have lived here longer
been
than
all
I.
Over this state.
It is called Galax,
Virginia.
Virginia?
Yes. I know where that is.
Where is that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that in the mountains?
Yeah, that's way down in southwestern Virginia, kind of near the Tennessee-Kentucky sort of borders over there. It's where the Carter family kind of came from,
right.
That region.
Right.
Yeah.
So this all makes sense. So So Dory put out her debut album last year, and self-titled, and I really liked that a lot. In fact, there's a song on that album called You Say that I almost played when we were doing sort of our roundup of favorite songs of 2016.
Yeah.
But for some reason I didn't. I don't know why. But people should go check it out. It's called You Say, and it actually, as I'm looking on Spotify right here, has over 5 million plays on Spotify.
Wow. So it's a bona fide hit.
It's a really, really good song. When I mentioned sort of the Margot Price connection, you know, Margot Price is the first artist that comes up in terms of related artists. Mm-hmm. So I think people who like Margot will like Dory. However, Dory's a little bit more, you know, going to sort of like the Appalachian thing. She's a little bit more like sort of the Mount Music Americana,
okay,
you know, folk based kind of stuff. Whereas, you know, Margot's more kind of traditional,
yeah,
Nashville country,
a little
sound,
more Nashville, yeah, right? A little more Tammy Wynette,
right? But I think in terms of like the songwriting, pretty similar.
Okay.
So anyway, You Say was a great song from last year. Dory has come out with a new single from an album that is about to be released. The album is called Letters Never Read. It comes out October 20th. But there's one single available that I just listened to, and you will now get a chance to listen to it.
Excellent.
I would give you my heart and my pride. I would give you the rip from my side. I would promise to love and abide if I could make you my own. I would keep you away from all harm. I would shelter you from all alarm. I'd delight in the glow of your charm.
The name of that, of course, is If I Could Make You My Own.
Lovely song. I like it a lot.
Doesn't it just feel like one of those songs that just sort of has existed forever?
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like one of those traditional like Appalachian ballads that got passed down through, you know, generations of just singing it in the on the front porch.
So the thing I really like about her is partly just that, you know, that her songwriting is just so strong, you know, that it feels almost like it. You know, like we've talked about before, that the songs are sort of dropped from somewhere else, you know, some, you know, it's really like that strong. That's, you know, a very well written little song. And but then also I think her vocal delivery is just, you know, it's very pure. Mm-hmm. Has, there's certain purity to her voice and the way she sings, and it just draws you in. And, you know, I could just listen to that over and over again.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Even in the kind of the way she phrased it, felt like, you know, an old-timey ballad. So that's very nice. Now, is D-O-R-I?
D-O-R-I. Okay. Freeman.
Got it.
So Dory Freeman. Okay, that's my first pick.
I like it.
Now I'm going to kick it up.
Got something with an electric guitar in it this time.
Yes.
Okay.
Never fear. We are going to rock the suburbs. So Deer Tick. You know the band Deer Tick,
yeah, we know
right?
The band Deer Tick. Yeah, they've been kicking around for a few years here.
A few years.
Yeah.
They are out of Providence, Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
They are, you know, sort of a, you know, a sort of a classic sort of rock band in that sense. You know, they write just sort of traditional rock and roll songs. A lot of energy, good sense of humor to it too.
Mm-hmm.
They are led by a guy named John McCauley, and he basically kind of started the band 2007. So they've been around for
About a decade
10
now.
Years. I think he just started basically as like his own project, and then it kind of grew into a band.
Mm-hmm.
And
they put out two new albums. Is that right?
Yes.
They pulled the Guns N' Roses.
So just this month, they put out two albums on the same day.
Yeah.
Those albums are called Deer Tick Volume 1 and Deer Tick Volume 2. And it would be their, I believe, sixth and seventh albums that they've released. As I mentioned, there's a good sense of humor in this band.
Mm-hmm.
which I always appreciate. And I got to give this a little bit of a setup here because it explains why the song is named this. I think our listeners in particular are really going to like the sentiment of this song a lot. Stick with me here, Patrick.
All right. I'm going to stay with you, Jim.
All right. This is for the purposes of keeping this a family show.
Okay.
Do you know, have you ever heard of a TV show called The Good Place?
I have not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I just discovered this on Netflix.
Okay.
Apparently, it's like one of those deals. It's like on NBC, but then it comes on Netflix like a year after the season.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm watching like season one, even though season two is on real TV that I don't watch.
Right, right.
So The Good Place is a show. Ted Danson's on it.
Oh.
I love Ted Danson. It's a very funny show that is set like in the afterlife. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole idea of The Good Place.
Yeah.
And it's a comedy. It's a sitcom.
Okay.
All right. But one of the funny, like sort of running jokes in it is that you can't curse
okay.
in the afterlife. Whenever they curse on the show, what you're hearing is like a replacement word.
Okay.
For it. So this, the reason why this plays into this Deer Tick song is because the song that I want to play is called SMF.
Okay.
And what SMF means is Shirty Music Festival.
Got it?
Got it? See where I'm going here?
I think I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd be better off stone. Wouldn't I really listen? Well, I'm not trying. Make some noise tonight. You're the last man standing. Down at the shitty music festival. Such an honor to me. What an honor for me. Shake your hand. To be loved by someone. Feels pretty good. But you. I don't think they like playing music festivals.
It sounds like they're speaking from experience
yes.
there.
The line is, as I understand it, there is to be loved feels pretty good, but you hate it. I knew you would.
Yeah.
Right. So I,
nice.
I like that. So it kind of plays this whole notion of the, you know, the music festival scene
yeah.
right now, which is huge.
And yeah.
I always wonder about this too. It's like you can get in front of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not really there to see you necessarily.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Right. They're either there to see the big headliner or there for the festival.
Right.
Right.
So it maybe it does leave you with kind of an empty feeling.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially at the bottom of a bill of
right.
a bad one.
Yeah. Right.
I like that. A little bit, they remind me of this band called the Bottle Rockets.
Yeah.
You remember them? Yeah. So
yes.
I get that same kind of
them.
Swing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Bottle Rockets opened for Chuck Prophet. Right?
Yes,
when
that's
we
right.
went to that
mm-hmm.
show.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
the same
at the
kind
Hamilton.
Of, they're out of like St. Louis or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Some Midwestern kind of. Yeah, but they have that sort of muscular kind of
yes.
swing to them, right? It reminds me a little bit of this, you know, this track.
Yes.
So, now, which album is that from? One or two?
This is Deer Tick Volume 2.
Okay. I get them confused already.
Each of the two volumes has 10 songs.
Oh, nice. Very neat.
But you need to buy them separately. All right, so we're going to take a little break. I'm going to recuperate, and then
okay.
we're going to make your two picks from the month.
Yeah,
right?
I got a couple to drop on you.
Okay, Patrick, this is very exciting. We have something new to promote.
I'm really excited about this, Jim.
But still involving us,
yeah.
which is our favorite thing to promote. We're going to do a live recording in front
yeah.
of like people out in the world.
In the world. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now that it's Rocktober, we can do this kind of thing.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So a special for Rocktober is our live recording. It'll be on October 21st.
Yes.
At Black Walnut Brewery
mm-hmm.
in Leesburg, Virginia.
Okay.
It's a cool little place.
Yeah.
And obviously they sell beer.
They do.
It's going to be early. It's going to be like noon. So, because, you know, we're old and we get tired.
That's
so.
Right. But it is a weekend.
It's so, on the weekend.
That's cool.
It's actually, you know, and I think a lot of people do noon drinking on the weekend.
I think they do. They start early so they can get to bed early.
That's right.
That's the way we roll.
So over at the Black Walnut Brewery, we'll have a setup where we're going to record some episodes of the podcast. And then also, we're going to have some live performance by a singer named Lisa Saeed.
Uh-huh.
She's based in D.C., and she has a new record out. And I went to see her play a couple of weeks ago, and she's really, really good. And she agreed to be on the show.
Fantastic.
We're going to talk with her.
Can't wait.
About her music, about music in general, and then she's going to play some songs on the show.
Love it.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So we hope you all can make it out to Black Walnut Brewery.
Welcome one and all.
Okay, we're back, and
we're
talking
Jim.
New music from September.
September.
And what do you have?
I got two choices here. The first one I want to play, Jim, I hope will help you and clear some of the mess out of your head. Like, this is one of those songs that'll definitely clear you out a little bit. Do you remember a time, Jim, when bands like the Jesus Lizard, Killdozer, Scratch Acid,
yeah.
You know, we're all kind of around the Laughing Hyenas. This band that I want to play is called Metz, M-E-T-Z. They're from Toronto, I believe. I know they're Canadian. I know this about them. And I know they're on the Sub Pop label. They put a new record out called Strange Peace that came out on the 22nd of September. But this, to me, Jim, I love it because it sounds like it's something that, you know, should have come out on the Touch and Go label in like the mid 90s. And,
oh, wow.
And, you know, it's a trio, but man, they don't sound like it. And, I don't know if Steve Albini produced this record, but it kind of sounds like he did, you know, and you'll hear that from the drums, and the approach. But there's a song on this record called, Drained Lake. And, I think that, everybody will kind of recognize the muscularity and swing of the song.
I love it.
Yeah.
But yes, you're right. It definitely takes you back to that time
right,
and that
right.
that scene.
I eat this kind of music up, and it's really nice. You got a little, you know, John Lydon kind of vocal on top of that there. Little yelping, but man, they make a heck of a lot of noise. And saw this band live a few years back, and they really were intense live. Like, they played super, super loud. It's one of those your ears are still ringing a couple days later kind of shows. They're bringing it, these guys from Canada. So, well done. This is their third album, I think. They've all been on Sub Pop. But yeah, this one's called Strange Peace, and I find it quite enjoyable.
Okay, so...
Yeah, so there it is.
Great pick.
Little throwback. Thank you. And
right.
There was a lot of good records that came out in September. I noted a few down.
Oh, good.
His Golden Messenger, one of my favorite bands, put out a new record.
I'm surprised you didn't pick this.
I know.
As one of the songs to play.
It just seems so obvious, so I decided to skip it. Ted Leo put out a record. I saw him in concert a few weeks back. He put out a very intense record, long record. Quickly on Ted Leo, Jim, he played 31 or 30 songs in his set. That's one of the longest sets I've ever seen, like sort of an indie rock guy do. Started at 10. The show was over at about 12:15. And no breaks in there. A really, really long show from Ted.
Did he have a full band with him?
He did, yeah. He had a version of The Pharmacist that included a saxophone player. But his new record called The Hanged Man came out in September. Very good record. He actually crowdfunded that and produced it. LCD Sound System put out a new album this month, you know, that's kind of, you know, getting a lot of rave reviews. You've listened to it.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're a fan.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see them.
In Washington, D.C.
In Washington, D.C. Yeah. In this month, in October. So I'm very excited about that.
But the one I want to play, and I want to ask you, Jim, are you like me, and I sincerely hope you're not in most respects, but are you like me in the sense that you really have kind of been waiting around for the fourth Vampire Weekend record to come out? Like, will it ever come out? I don't know if you're like me in that sense.
I'm not exactly like you in that sense, no.
Okay. I really, really loved the last one, Modern Vampires in the City. I thought that was a great, great record. I just thought it was underrated. Rotsam, last name is too long for me to pronounce, starts with a B, who's in Vampire Weekend, has done a lot of production work, solo work. He actually worked a lot on a record with Hamilton Leisthauser, who used to be in the Walkmen, and I saw that show, and I thought that record was really good. But he's got a new record out. It's called Half Light. The song is called Bike Dream. So this, if you folks are like me and you're waiting for the fourth Vampire Weekend album, I think this is probably what it would sound like if it came out. This record is really varied. The whole thing doesn't sound like this, but this sounds to me like prime Vampire Weekend.
To work and now you're all dressed up, of course, inhaling cabs out of your door. On 14th Street, I feel my head between my knees, an orange swimming through the cheese, an orange swimming through the cheese. Where could I go? What could I do? Put in the state, my lips and eyes give me the way, and now there's nothing I can say. No, I'm pulled away, I see another of myself. It's found true love and happiness to sit and smoke down the jet. Two boys, one to kiss your neck and one to bring you back. Just get you out of bed when you're so from the night before. From knocking at my door, your head against the floorboards. Two boys, one to love you sweetly, wander so discreetly. Never will they meet me, but I'm sure that you'll catch your breath. You'll sleep into the day.
That's Rostam.
Rostam, yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Rotsam, Rostam.
R-O-S-T-A-M.
Yeah, Rotsam. Okay.
Just want to make sure people understand.
Yeah. He was been in Vampire Weekend from the beginning and contributed a lot to their work. And you can hear it right there, right? Sort of the floating beats. There's the faintest hint of Afro pop in there.
Right.
Yeah, and it's got a little swing to it. And, just kind of a nice crunchy song, and I'm going to pretend it's on the fourth Vampire Weekend album. I don't know if that's ever going to come out. Are they still together? I don't even know. I really have no idea.
You have to ask Rostam.
Yeah, I'll have to. Next time I see him, I'll have to ask him. Now, he grew up in the suburbs of Northern Virginia. I do know that.
Did he?
Yes. I think he grew up in Reston, but I could be wrong. But I definitely know it was around here. Was kind of a suburban guy. So that's another good rock in the suburbs. Kind of match up, I think. Another reason to pull that out.
A lot of the best rock and roll comes out of Reston, Virginia.
That's right. Reston or Leesburg, car seat headrest.
That's right.
Rotsam.
Okay, that was great.
Yeah, thank you. There it is. So those are two records that I liked. The only other one I was going to mention, and I don't think this record comes out till next month, so I won't mention it. We'll talk about it in October. A singer called King Krule. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
K-R-U-L-E. He's English. I really liked his single that came out called Dumb Surfer, but maybe we'll play that next month.
Okay. There was also a new Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile song that came out.
They put something out together.
So check that out. There's new music by
The National put an album out.
National, right?
Not a band I really like, but I know they put one out.
Filthy Friends, the new album from Peter Buck and Corin Tucker, right? Their new band. So there's some good stuff, really good stuff out there. It was hard to pick.
Yeah, write in and tell us or call us and tell us what you listened to in September.
There's also a new album from Robert Plant, and he continues to do great work, I think, as a solo artist.
Kind of amazing the way he does that.
And I believe there's also a new album, there probably is one about every month, from Neil Young.
Oh, that's right.
Which is a new like acoustic record of like older songs that never
got recorded
properly or whatever. Yeah. He did like a new acoustic record on that. There's a version of Powderfinger.
Oh, fantastic. On
that's really good. Yeah. So, there's a lot of good stuff out there right now. It was hard to limit it just to this.
It really was.
But we did what we could.
Somehow.
All right. So now we're running long, so we'll go through this really quickly. Listen to Rock in the Suburbs.
Every day.
You can find the show on Apple Podcasts, Audioboom, other podcast platforms. Somebody asked me the other day, are we on Google Play? Yes, we are. So you can find us there as well. You can also visit our website, suburbspod.com, where you can find show notes and a list of songs that we have played on the show. Mm-hmm. So if you forget about these bands, whatever, go check it out there.
We used it today to see if we played Deer Tick before.
That's right.
Yeah. And
apparently we did not. So Deer Tick made their debut on the show today.
Check.
Also, you can find us on social media at Suburbs Pod, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can see the photo that I posted on Instagram last night of watching the Tom Petty documentary. That's the kind of stuff that goes up there. Yeah. And then also you can email us, rock@suburbspod.com. Tell us about any new music that you have discovered, or call the Suburban Party line and leave a message about new music you've discovered. We really would like that.
Do that.
That number is 612-440-1984. And what we decided to do to close out the new music shows that we
idea.
Do is a new cover that we've discovered.
Great.
Right?
Yeah. So
that's fun.
Last time we played a cover of a Prince song.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
By Sarah Jarosz. And we played out with that. And so then I thought, well, let's just keep that going. There's got to be a new cover every month of an old song.
Yeah.
And so I thought this would be a good one. There is a new EP coming out by Beach Slang.
Yes.
Although the EP is coming out with the name Quiet Slang, because it's like stripped down, you know, softer version of Beach Slang, right? Unplugged, yes.
Yeah.
To use the proper vernacular. And I think it's going to be like four songs.
Cool.
And one of them is a cover of Big Star's 13.
Wow, what a lovely song.
So with that, we will talk to you, I guess, again tomorrow.
Yeah.
If I can make it. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll see you then.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for
friend Sean Sullivan is going to that show.
Oh, fantastic.
And I think I may go with Sean.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
Yes.
Yeah. I can see him being into that band.
Yeah.
He's got a big old beard.
That's right. I'm not sure you can get in if you don't have one.
You gotta have one.
I gotta work on that.
Yeah, that's right. Gotta get some shag.
It's gonna take a lot of work for me. All right.